Vultures, huh?
This mic looks faster than mine.
Okay, what I say? This is parashah. We have the mitzvah of pre-cantina. And this is one of the parashas, the makaris for the inyan of Tzar Balchayim, whether it's derayis or not. So the Gemara B'Metzia and El Metzias, and the B'Metzias has all richas, but Tzar Balchayim is derayis drabanan. The Gemara wants to bring a raya that's derayis, it says, Tanar ban prika b'chinam, t'ina b'schar. So to unload the animal, that you now take money. To help load up the animal, you have to take money. Rav Shimon says, zuzu b'chinam. The Gemara, my time, Rabbanon. He's a guy that the Rav Shimon looked at Rechmana, Tina. We buy a prika. But now I mean, my Tina, the less Betzar Balchayim, the lack of Chassar and Kiss. Prika, this Betzar Balchayim. Chassar and Kiss, the college game. If there's no difference in the halachas between prika and Tina, God, whether you'll take money, then if we say Tina, my Tina, you're loading up the animal, there's no element of Betzar Balchayim. Prika, unloading the animal is an element of Betzar Balchayim, because the animal is Betzar, because it has the load. So then, if we could have learned that prika from Tina, Elamai, by virtue of the fact that the pasuk tells me that there's a Tina and prika, must tell me that prika is different than Tina, and that the Gemara assumes that for Tina you lot take money, and prika maybe I'll go for it because it's sorry, you know, I'll take money. Rav said, "The Mishnah no matzar b'chaim is raisa." So, how goofy, you know, the whole cheshbon is totally in the Tzar Balchayim being the rice. That's the whole cheshbon over. That's why we could have said only Tina, not Prika, and we don't know Prika of Balchayim. And why is Tzar Balchayim? Tzar Balchayim is only Rabbana, and then there's no sugya. So again, the passion of the mocker is this, and that Rashi and Shabbos says Lahedya. Rashi Shabbos says Lahedya Kuf Chav Ches. This is a sugya about Bitl Kli Mechanai. Shari Liz is an animal that's stuck. You have to get it out. You're allowed to put kalim there, blankets and pillows to help him get out. And by the end, it's going to get ruined. Get it. So it's Shari Liz Bitl Kli Mechanai. Kitzes, whatever this says, Bitl Kli Mechanai is Rabbanan. And Tzar Balchayim is the rice. Rashi is witty. In other words, the behemoth is bizarre. It's got stuck in the hole over there. Whatever it is, you want to get it out. Seems like you end up being mevatel the kli, which is this Rabbanon. We say Tzar Balchayim is the rice. It's a grashi. Shenemar also tazavimai. V'ikaman the darish time of the kraw mishum Tzar Balchayim be'al metzias. He says there's a mandomar in the Gemara that learns out the time of prika is Tzar Balchayim. Meila, that's the mock. The Sefer Chassidim says, "Kol Maisa Gromois Shadum Goyrim Tzar L'Chaveiroi Nenash Va'afim Yase Tzar Alchinam L'Beima Kan Shemaisa Malea Masoi Yoyse Mashe Yichay L'Laseis Ve'en Yichay L'Leches U'Maka Isa Os Litin Esadin Shrei Tzar B'Chaim Bezder Isa." Some of these few Nekudas over here, which will which we'll talk about in the Hemshcha to share. First of all, he's saying he seems to assume that this Tzar Balchayim by Chaveru also, he's putting it together, yeah, by a person. That's a child, whether it's Tzar Balchayim by a person, whether it's Chiprik by a person, or Dafk by a Behema. And also he says Mimiyas the Tzar Alchina L'Behema. But if it's not chinam, if it's for a purpose, then there's no problem. Tzar Balchayim. And that also we'll discuss more barichos. We just had it this week, last week. We had the Muki Yosef in Bar Metzia, right? That asked the Kasha, what's the het of Zakim et Chvoidoi? By Prika, why do we say, Tzar Balchayim is deraisa, so it should be daicha. So the Muki Yosef brought down two pshatim. One, the Rabban says that say of kavod of zakat chvaydai, which is kavod atayra, is daicha Tzar Balchayim. that Duran said no. Duran said no. It's the lav daf kavod atayra. That was our shmooze this week. Whether zog nechvayda is kavod atayra or stam kavod. And Meli said I the kasha. There it says. He says tzar b'chayim is only when it's stam. But tzar b'chayim when it's for your purposes. For human, animals are made for humans. So therefore, if it's up in a nichwaida, and if nichwaida, then we don't worry about tzar b'chayim. So they also did that yisaid we already had in the Nemuk Yosef, and we'll see more about that barichas. And the whole idea of tzar b'chayim is dafka when it's tam chino. But if it's for humans, it's not a problem. Don't do tzar b'chayim. That's going to get much all these animal experimentations, right? Guinea pigs, hulu. So, there are those that scream about that, yeah? Those that scream about that, they once saw an English headline from an English paper, I think it was, that what gives the right for the human animal to do something, to animal? Taina Pasha, because if you think you're just a human animal, then Echlam, you have a good taina. Well, why should the human animal be different than the regular animals? But if you think you're a human, not an animal, then Echlam, then it's not Shre. So, anyway. Kids, Dr. Seifich Sidon Weiter, what's the makar? He said, the makar is in Bilam. Alma Kisa, es asaincha, the Malach took Bilam to task for hitting his donkey 3 times. Yeah? And then that he said, "Lu yesh cher biyadi ka'atar akticha." So it sounds like he was going to kill him. He's going to kill him for tzar b'chayim. Chayim misa. We also bring another pasuk: "V'nasal characham v'chamecha." V'nasal characham v'chamecha. I mean, Simon said, "Masi biyadcha." Kol zman shata rachman yirachmu alecha. V'nasal charachamim v'chamecha. If you'll be merachim, then kishbochim merachim on you. Meila, the sefchim is understanding what means merachim. You mean merachim to animals. The Rambam, the Ma'ariv Ravuchim, as well, interesting enough, has the same makar. He says, "Amnum amr tzar b'chayim deraisa me amr al ma'akis es asaincha." Well, derech hashlam alanu. Oh, this is very interesting. The Rambam. This Maran Avuchim. The Rambam says, Shloi nilmad midas hachzarius, v'loi nachiv levatala leloto eles. Again, levatala loto eles. Right? Av nochon elachem levrachmanis. It's good to be Ishvarachman. Afilu be'eze balichayim she'iz damen. El leis atzarech. Again, oi, kitab nafshech, lechabasar, loi shenishchad derech hachzarius, oi aschaik. So here it's interesting. Rambam writes, "Shloi nilmad midas achzarius." What's the problem with tzar b'chayim? Not because he's supposed to have rachmanis be'etzim on the animal. It seems it's just you shouldn't be training yourself in achzarius. You know, a person is supposed to be a rachman. Yeah, if you're gonna be achzari on the animal, so then you're gonna become an achzari. You're gonna be kind of the midas of achzarius. And this, really, it seems to be a stira. Another Rambam, the more famous Rambam, the Ramban, Al Torah, and Parashat Kisaitse, by the Parashat of Shluch HaKain, where the Ramban has a whole vikuch with the Rambam, Lagabe, the sugi of time in the crop. Yeah? And particularly by Shluch HaKain and Oisiv Ez Benoit. So, the Rambam over there writes, "V'chein also lishchayt oisves benoy b'yayim echad lishomer ulaharchik lishchayt mishneim haben leinayim." Why did Torah say not to shech the mother and the son the same day? Tarchaka, yeah, it sounds like maybe right to Rav Engel that the shayach gzer is the raisa, tarchaka with the raisa, because they ask the Rambam, because Rambam says al tachmanis, but they ask the Rambam, it's only if you do shech the son in front of the mother. What if you shech the mother in front of us? You shech the mother first, you don't have that problem. So the Rambam really answers that. Rambam says, "Lishomer l'harchik lishchik mishneim haben le'ein e'ein." Rambam writes, "Kitzar bal chayim b'ze gadol ma'id, ein hefresh bein sara adam alav v'tzar shar bal chayim." Ki abes heim v'rachmeha al avlad ein nimshach achar seichel. This that a mother loves a child, it's not al pi seichel. Like acher poyel akoyach hamedama, hanim tzibroi bal chayim, k'mayish nim tzibadam. Somehow koyach hamedama, imagination. I don't know how that fits in over here. But Kitzer, the emotional.
Medama like similar, no?
No. Koyach hamedama is imagination. But, whatever. Why is that then? Yuchad b'shar b'set, whatever. That Rama says because an animal also has a connection with its child. Yeah, I remember once in Kew Gardens, there was a guy, the family of raccoons that somehow made its way into one of the people in Shara Terra's attic. And he called the SPCA. They didn't believe them because the park was like a mile away, whatever it was. Like how did it get there? So he had an Italian neighbor. They were making problems. It's like they had an Italian neighbor that pitchforked one of the baby raccoons. And he told me that the mother, it was in his front yard, whatever. The mother was all night. The mother was sitting there crying over her baby, like all night. Like just wailing, like because that's Rama. Anyway, Mizatam Gam Kain Bishiloch Hakain says the Rambam. Ken Beitzim Asher Shachva Eim Aleim VeFroichim Hatzrichim Liima Malaroiv Einam Ruim Lachilo Kshiyishlach Haim V'Teilach La Loit Itzdar Breis Kich the bottom. She doesn't see it. She's not gonna. Whatever. She come back. Whatever. She really. I don't know. Haroiv Yesibo Aniach Hakol. The Mishnah says, if a guy says, just like you have Rachmanis and Kansipur, you should also have Rachmanis and us, you shut him up. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah. Says the Rambam, that's just what he just said. He just said that it is also Rachmim. Says the Rambam, no. Whether we go with the time mitzvahs or not. So that Mishnah goes, there's no time mitzvahs. But we hold that there is time, and we will second Shita. That's a Rambam. Deals with this what's it called? With that Mishnah. Now, what?
It's not a machlokes of
the. I don't think so.
It's different.
I don't think so.
The Rambam can't serve Achayim in Minyan Mitzvahs.
What?
The Maaseh of the Rambam can't serve Achayim in Minyan Mitzvahs.
In the Minyan Mitzvahs? No. Is that they're not gonna be in the Minyan Mitzvahs? Because. It's a thing that we learn up from the parish of Bilam. It's not a. There's no mitzvah.
This is a mitzvah.
Rambam holds the only count things that are drushes, real bona fide drushes. Kolshkein, this is just it's not mamish. What?
According to this Rambam, is it also for sabbat chayim in a productive way?
For what?
To use animals in a productive way.
No, it's not a problem. He said it's not l'tzarech. It's only with Zalman. It's a tzarech.
Is it a tzarech?
He said, yeah, when it's not a toilet. He threw it in. Yeah? El a tzarech. Ki ta v'nafshech alecha basel l'nishcha t'adech azarez. L'nachal v'tolo loy toilet. Yeah, l'nachal v'tolo loy toilet, Ram said.
That's the reason of Minzah Chazaris. But he was saying Shem's.
Oh, I mean that was in the first part, which I'm asking Astira. Yeah, and according to this mile, if he's saying it's Taka Chazaris, then who said it would be Mutter? Okay, Balkapana. Say, I hear a question. That's her saying that Yossi is pointing out, right? But I remember this before that her is a shiggle steer in the Gisha in these two places. The first place is saying that we shouldn't be Achzari. The second place seems saying that Kilu that Hashbaruch wants you, that Hashbaruch has a chmanas on the animal. And the Rambam, and we'll see the Ramban Gufa takes issue with the Rambam. Then the Ramban himself learns that it's al us, not al the animal, which the Rambam in the first place seemed to say that. But anyway, the Rajba was asked about this Rambam, Oisus Benoi and Shlucha Kain. So he asked the Kasha that Tam Zayin and Masabik L'mashayach Nizeh Shloi B'fnei Zeh. The Shoel, the Rajba asked this on the Rambam. Before we were dagging the Rambam, the Rambam says, Achraka. It sounds like Rambam Bavarin this question. But the Shoel and the Rajba asked the Rajba, the Rambam says, it's Al Tzmachman is. So fine, that should be Vishach, the child, in front of the mother. That we understand. Vishach, the mother, in front of the child. Why should that be a problem?
The other one has to do
what?
With Esvesbana.
What?
What does Shechting one in front of the other have to do with Esvesbana?
That's what I'm saying. That is the problem. And then again, in the time of the Quran, the Shair Shadav, that's the problem. What do you mean?
What does that have to do with Oisir Esbanai? You could do that without the mother, with the mother.
We do both, you mean?
Yeah.
Just not, you shouldn't have the child in front of the mother, you mean?
It's like...
Oh, I hear. So, as Rajma said, Atidin Lipcho Taimei Mitzvah, Shekos of Arav. don't bother with the Marian Vuchim. It's all schwer. Could the Ramiyim say that they recognize their children? Right? If it says only the mother. And even when they get a little bigger, right? Shulcha kein, akpad b'shchita, yeshkvel v'kicha, shenichayim, kitzer. Oh, shebehem b'deagas, v'chayen b'deagas. According to this, right? Oysis b'noi is not behem, not b'chayen. So in other words, once you start getting involved in all the details in halacha, like, the tam is not going to answer everything, right? Fine, so I think Ram himself writes somewhere that the taimim are not meant to answer all the pratim. The time is just to give a general time, but the pirtei pratim is not necessarily going to be totally in the time. I think Rambam himself writes that. Like when the Rajba just basically chucks the whole Rambam. now, the Ma'aseh the Achraim do ask a big problem with the Rambam, because the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah says. Mishamar on that Mishnah, yeah. Mishamar b'tachnunim. Misherichem al kansipa shloika chayim al banim. Aishla lishchayta isai. Aishla es benoi b'yayim b'yamechad. Yirachim aleinu. Yirachim aleinu. Yeitze binyan zeh meshaskin isai. B'fnei she mitzvois elu gzer zakosiv hein ve'einon rachmim. If that's what we're worried about, we have rachmanis and the poor animals, we wouldn't allow shechit either, the Rambam says. Right? Elamai, it's not for rachmim. So, Chayit Shtikl's theory here, Ram the Yad, seems to be paskening, not the Maran Vuchim. And it's right to say they mean like Tazim, the Dafka by Tfilo, Gethimun, the Ram the Mashmak, that he says, the ain and rachman, right? She'oise mitzvahs elu gzeres. She'oise mitzvahs elu gzeres hakosav the ain and rachman.
The Ram himself said no. Even the Ram himself was moving this mission after to be like the other.
I understand that. So it's still the Rambam. What do you mean? What?
I'm saying how Gish also the Tzion not just the tzaddik in this Ram, but also the fact that the Ram had to be moving this mission according to the Mandam.
He doesn't answer. It would answer just the fact whether there's a time, but it won't answer the whole thing anyway. Fine. Now the Ramban we mentioned before, it's not a very important Ramban. Then the Kiseitse, yeah, the whole sugi of time and mitzvahs. Ram says, so the Rambam says, So the Ramban Kiddua does agree with Ramban in the concept of time of mitzvahs, right? The Ramban Al Torah is full of time of mitzvahs. Yeah. Anyone learns any Ramban Al Torah, you see the Ramban is full of that. Yeah. Oh, but he argues on that, like we mentioned before. The Ramban says the mitzvah is lamed esanu midas rachmim shleiniach zarim. That's what he says when the Chazal say, the Midrashim say, leinitna taira el letzaref b'emes habriyas. So what does it mean letzaref b'emes habriyas? You have to purify, like a tzaref kesef. You purify the silver from all the bad stuff. So he says, What the Gemara means is means that what the Medrash says Hichbas Lagash Baruch Hu Yishach from the Tzava Yishach from the neck from the back and this and that, all the things. So in other words, L'Nitayel L'Tzarev Mezbir is that the mitzvahs are for us. You're not doing a Shekash Baruch a favor by doing mitzvahs. Yeah, you know, okay, think, oh wow, you know, you did Kosh Baruch Hu a favor today. You know, you put on tefillin. Yeah, no, Kosh Baruch Hu doesn't care. It's just for us. That's what Ramban says. So Meili says by Isis Benayim, by Shluch HaKain, he's making the Indian of Achzaris over here, but not the mitzvah that Kosh Baruch Hu's merachim on the animal. That's why he said don't take the birds when the mother's there. Rather, Like we said in the first Rambam, that it's to train us in the midas of Rachmanis, and that we should be Achzari. And that's good for we learn. Shoyz Mudash Kosh Baruch Hu Rachum and El Gzeres. Not that there's no timing for the midas. Not that it's Gzeres, meaning you said just like Kosh Baruch was Merachim on the tzipa, shemrachim on us, that's wrong. Because the mitzvah is not because Baruch Hu is merachim on the animals, but it's gzeiris, meaning that's for us. That's how he learns that Gemara. Okay. The Chassam Sofer says that we learn out Tzav L'Chaim from Vrachmav, I'll call Masa. Okay. Now, there's a question, which is that the Gemara over there about him, that Tzar B'chaim is the Gemara says the Raisa, the Miri. Says, "The Shalom, how do you pass the Raisa? Do you pass the Tzar B'chaim the Raisa or not?" So he says, in the parasha of Prika, you see that the Tzar B'chaim is the Raisa. Furthermore, he says, the Shaila is like this. The Gemara in Shabbos, Gemara brings down a story that a Chamayr Shel Gamliel, who was Tuna Dvash, and he let it, I guess he got home right before Shabbos, an animal still had a full load of Dvash, the Chamar, and Gamliel let it, and he didn't want to unload it on Shabbos. Matzai Shabbos Mesa, he was sitting there with the load the whole Shabbos, and it died. Gemara says, Aitzar B'l'chaim, Gemara says, he holds Tzar B'chaim as Rabbana. So it's not Machlek is whether Tzar B'chaim is Raisa or not. The Rif says, Pachna is the Raisa. And that Gemara we mentioned before, the Rashi, Hamish Nafal Amas Amayim, the Lad Bin Karma Ksasa is that it should be able to go out. And even though you're not going to be able to use the Kalim anymore, and that's it, the Gemara says, Ksabachim is the Raisa, but Bil Mechon is Rabban. Oh, Melzak the Miri. What's an Afkamin? Afkamin is the Gabe Schar. You will take money, right? This is the Dvarim, they don't do Prika, right? So if the guy doesn't want to help you, so Mishnah's Yipata, but it says Miri, but since Sar Bel Chaim, so you have to do it yourself. Elmai, then you can take money. Yes, that's enough for me. But by Tina, if the guy doesn't want to help you, you're not Mechuyev to help Mechal, even take money. Mashenki by Prika, which is in your Tzar B'chaim. Tzar B'chaim is the Raisa. So even though the law is that the guys want to help you, Mitzad your mitzvah of Prika and Tina, you're not Mechoyiv. You don't help him. Also Tazav Imoy, right? But, since it's Tzar B'chaim, you Mechoyiv, but you're allowed to take money. Fight another Nachmini says if it's a guy. Right? That. That's a mal mitzvah prikatina. You don't have a gayim. Ol benad mechaveh. You don't have a gayim. But since it's nitzar b'lechayim, therefore you mechuyif do prika, even it's a shel gayim. Okay. Now the Rambam, it's a very big, it's a big mess. What does Rambam hold? The nitzar b'lechayim is the raisa, or the rabbanan? Rambam in. And Ritzach Shmiras Nefesh, that's what brings down the dinner prigatina. It says around like this: Hapageya b'shnayim, echad roivitz tachz masayi, echad parak ma'olav le'mitzal mishiyitan. You have prigatina in front of you. What do you do first? Mitzvah livfrak tchila tzar b'chaim. Nein dutina. So to take unload, that's involves tzar b'chaim. You got to do that first. Med merulim says b'shal yishneim sainu. I have him. You have a shayla to do prika to an ayev, where it's the tzar b'chaim, or teina to a sine. So we say lachav es yitzray. It's better to do the prika, the teina to a sine. Why? To lachav es yitzray. Lachav es yitzray. Akad dekach. He wants her mizuch zilberstein. He said all the things B'Shem Rabbi Yashiv. The Shaila was, it was of some curve work, he wanted to know, he was working on some family. The Shaila was, should he, you know, they'd only take on, let's say, one thing. What Shaila was Shabbos or Taras Mishpacha. Yeah? What should he focus on? They'll take that, which one did they do first? So Rabbi Yashiv said, based on this Gemara, that since Taras Mishpacha is more Yetzahara, so Me'el Lach of Yitzray Adiv, so he said to do Taras Mishpacha over Shabbos.
Well, over here,
top. What?
It's
what?
It's Radzim Shakal.
It's not Shakal. It's Rabbachai and Raisa. It's not Shakal. Top. It's not a Kiruv seminar yet. we're about to. Oh, Zot Ram Vaita. Sinish and Emma Taira is talking about whom we saw, Lemus Harlem. And can't affect Rambam, how's the Shaykh a signing? Possibly talks about someone you like. Is a Sisach of Avecha. Where is their signing? Says the Rambam, I'm a Chaman. The guy in Shur, Elmite is what's called a sign dekra. I know you saw him be Iber Avera. The history by like Chazabai, then it's a mitzvah to hate him. Actually, has the tshuva yachzim rishay. Still, even though he didn't do tshuva, in matzah nivel b'masai mitzvah lifreg v'litin imai. Yeah, so Rama says still he's a sinei, but still loch mizradif. It's a sign of the krah. So Grada, there's an interesting taisus in Pesachim. It's a taisus rasha v'din el mitzias. He asks the kasha. Second. Oh, if it's a mitzvah, right? I told my guy Rama's not mashma. I don't know. If it's a mitzvah to hate him, right? So what's lach of his yitzray? You're supposed to hate him. What's lach of his yitzray? It's a mitzvah to hate him. Someone's an avarian. It's a mitzvah to hate him. So where's lach of his yitzray? As a fact, Taisus and the Rosh. Zog and Zay, Harei, the Pasuk says, Shlomel says, Kamayim panel upon him, Kein lev Adam la Adam. Right? We look in the water, it's a mirror image, so too, lev Adam la Adam. So Mele makes a cheshbon. He says, you hate him. Why do you hate him? Because he's a son of the Christ, he's an Avarian. And Mele, since you hate him, he hates you. Right? Kamayim panel upon him, Kein lev Adam la Adam. Right? So Mela, now that he hates you, but he hates you, stop.
Not because of his own mitzvah to hate you. He hates you, stam, he hates you. So now you hate him, stam, also. Because you start off hating him because of mitzvah. But since he hates you, upon him, so now you hate him regular. Also, Gemara, you lach mitzvah. See the first guy. The rise from the, why does he hate you? Because you hate him. Right. You know you hate him from mitzvah, he doesn't hate you from mitzvah. I hear it. That's the Taisus and Psachim, I think it's Kufi Gimel. So to his rush over there in Balmatsiya, and the sugya there of Prika. Where's the Gemara exactly? But the Gemara says, Oyev Lifreg Vesayne Litai. Says the Rambam, this is a very important Rambam. Leinchenu, by Tina, Leinchenu Noit Lamos, Shema Yishtahe Beshvilma Mainai, you hear by sight, the Yove Zakano. So Rambam's Rambam over here, what's the problem? You leave him, yeah? What's the problem? In Matzoi Nivel B'Matzoi, Mitzu Lifreg B'Litan Imai, Leinichenu Noite Lamas, Shema Yishtahe B'Shvil M'Mainoi, he'll wait because of Mana, V'Yavi Yisakana. V'Tayra Kpid on Fashis Yisrael, Bein Rishayim, Bein Tzadikim. Says the Rambam, why is there mitzvah in by a Sinai? Because the chayish is that maybe he's going to stick around because of his money, right? He's not going to find, he's going to wait, whatever, and end up being in Sakana. And he says, the Torah kpit on the fashis Yisrael, bein Rishayim, bein Tzadikim. Ma'ach Hashem nilvim el Hashem, u'maminim b'ikar adas. So even though he's a Rasha, but if he's mayim b'ikar adas, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is makban on his death. You know, someone that's not mayim b'ikar adas, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't care. So if he's, I don't know, be alacha legabe, you have someone who's a parakol, then it won't be the chiv pre-cantina. If he's that, because Rambam says, what's the whole chiv prika? You know, Rambam's not national tzar b'chaim, right? That's right. Rambam's mashma. What's the chiv prika? So that's al tzkuach nefesh. It's al because he's going to put himself in danger. So not tzar b'chaim. The one whose animal is loaded up, he might be chos on his mamon. No one's going to help him, right? So he's not going to just leave it. Pre-cantina, whatever. He's not going to just leave it. And then he'll end up staying, maybe it'll get dark, whatever it is, and he'll be in Sakana. That's the idea. So there's another Rambam, though, that the Goyim brings down. The Goyim is Mitzayin. The other Rambam is Hilchos Shabbos. But there the Rambam writes, Ain Nroich Ben Algabe Behem Beshabbos, Gezer Shem Yachter Zmoira Laniga. Right now, ride a horse in Shabbos, you might cut off a branch to hit the animal. Yeah? I mean, it's small, okay, whatever. Behem, I feel amazed. So what's it then? All the Elam Beshabbos, Beshaygig, Mutalayrate. Yeah? The Mazed also later. The guy climbed on a tree on Shabbos, knowing that it's Osir. Now, look at he stayed the whole Shabbos. Yeah? He stepped on Shabbos, can't move. Yeah, no shop, he's stuck in the tree. Yeah, that's local Maisim, not just the Rambam. Local Maisim. Yeah, Behemoth says the Rambam, I feel amazed at the Mishum Sar Balachai. So we're Makel on, they should get off the horse on Shabbos, even though it's Mazed. Sar Balachai. Mechaim Park and Amasoi, Malbein Meshabbos, Mishum Sar Balachai. So the guy says, you see, from here, the Ramol, Sar Balachai is the Raisa. I don't know if what that's Muchach, that's the Raya, maybe it's Rabbanon. Huh?
Why would it be Rabbanon?
I don't know, why not? Why are there a lot of Rabbanons? But anyway, so, Akapanim, but that's in fact, that the Rambam doesn't learn Prika, Al Tzar B'Lachayim, that's okay, because the Rambam might hold the Raisa, and still by Prika, that's not the reason for Prika, right? Because the Rambam Taka doesn't learn Tzal B'chaim from Prika. Rambam Meir Nevuchim learns it out from Bilam. Tov. Okay, well. Here's another Rambam Pirush Mishnayis with Beitza. With the Rambam says that it's Taka Deraisa. If you come Nochem Ablabar from the Nasa by Mum, it's talking about Gabi Bchor, right? Bchor that fell into a bar. And there's a Shaila of that if it has a Mum, yeah, you'll have to shecht it. Yeah, Bchor, Stamazi, you're not allowed to shecht, right? It's carbon. But if it has a Mum, you're allowed to, and it's Chulin. So there, the shayla over there is, you want to get the animal out because it has a mum. You want to be able to shecht it. You don't have to die. Shalom says, "We come nafal bar lanasa by mum. Asa loisim in a bar. So if it has a mum, you're allowed to bring it up. Shere in roy lachila. Api shaklal wetzlein is rabachaim derais. Shalom derachagav says rabachaim is derais. Okay. Now." Okay, so let's just skip a little bit until if you're following along until the paragraph Ha'im Lahamis Chayes Yesh Mishum Zarachai. Famous Shuda of the Rabbi Yehuda. Yehuda was asked. He was asked by someone who has very large estates, very rich guy. He has forests on his property. So as a pastime, he would go hunting. He wants to know in mutla leich ba'atz my lirois bekonis reifa, yeah, a rifle, yeah, kona, a long a fire stick, kitzer. A rifle's a fire stick, so he's allowed to go hunting in his property. Is a Jew allowed to do that? Those are problems of Chayim. Is there a problem about tashchis? That's when Rabbi Yehuda was asked. So Rabbi Yehuda like this. Metzat Tzar V'Chaim, he says, not a problem. Why? What's the Raya? He brings down the Gemara Chulin. Very interesting story. The Gemara brings down over there that Rabbeinu HaKadosh was Mazmin in Pinchas Ben Yair to his house. Yeah? Because you know Pinchas Ben Yair never ate by anyone. For some reason he was masking by Rebbe, because he explained that nobody doesn't eat by anyone because either the person doesn't have money, and he wants to, but doesn't have money. He doesn't want to eat by the guy. Or the guy has money, but doesn't really want. So Meila Vaidya doesn't want to eat by the guy. But he said, but Rabbeinu Kaddish has money and he wants. So Meila was masking. This is Gemara brings down. So he couldn't go now. He was ice cream pinyin shvoyim. On the way back, he'll go to Rebbe's house. Kitsi comes in over there, and punked the door that he entered, he saw that there was these white donkeys, Predes Levanais. Yeah? So Pinchas Ben Yair said, what do you mean? Malach HaMavis Bebeis HaShalzeh Vani Eser Etzloi. In other words, it gives these Predes Levanais. The Gemara says over there that if they kick someone, then there's like, they're finished. They're like very, very dangerous animals. So he said, well, Malach HaMavis, I'm not going to eat in this house. Rebbe heard the Talmud came out, so he said, "Okay, I'll sell them." Yeah, he said, "The neighbor is in the Michshol. Who are you going to sell them to?" Yeah, Akarnalu. I'll be working them. I'll maim them. Yeah, I'll break their legs so they can't kick anybody. Ikatzav lachayim. I'll kill them. He told them, "Ikam al tashkes." Yeah. So Mela, basically he was stuck. And the Gemara says over there that a wall went up between them. It didn't end up pretty. Okay, but anyway, Zakhda Nabi Yehuda, that when the Gemara said Akranelhu, then the Gemara said Tzar Bel Chaim. But when it came to killing, it didn't say Tzar Bel Chaim. He had to come up with a new excuse. Yeah, a Baltashkes. Right, it's mashma that. Right, that killing is not a problem. Tzar Balachai. I mean, you told Pichel Yair told him the Tzar Balachai.
You should have gone. Sometimes you hit the leg.
Oh, one second. Zok Naib Yehuda. We'll get there. Zok Naib Yehuda. We see in this Gemara that killing an animal is not Tzar Balachai. Putting them, painting the animal is Tzar Balachai when it's alive. But killing the animal is Tzar Balachai. Oh, so Chayra, the you see in the Chinuch what Nachum is really saying, because Chinuch says, why do we shech from the neck, and not a different way? And I sack and baduk, right? You need has to be very sharp, with no nicks in the knife, right? Kadeshal and etzar balachayim, yeris medai, yeah. And all these anti shechita people, yeah, right. Because Tzar Bal Chaim, the Chinuch says the reason why we do Shechita is because it shouldn't be Tzar Bal Chaim. The Torah Tina Adam and my loss of Liza Mehem called Tzarachav, Leil Tzar and Chino. So Meila,
isn't the whole anti Shechita thing because despite that Shechita is not painful, there are less painful ways now.
Okay, yeah, whatever. I'm sure now. I don't have to talk about that. Yeah. Oh, Zakter Sam Cipher. Alright, whatever. So, Akapanim. Right, so Chayim, what does the Chinuch say? The reason why I do Shechita is painless, right? Quick and painless, right? Like Machm said, if you shoot an animal, yeah. Especially if it's a big animal, until you actually kill it, you know, first you wound it, and then you chase it down one, shoot it again, until you actually kill it, right? I mean, today maybe have high-powered rifles, maybe they're, you know, they're a little more efficient. But the rifles they had at the time of Yehuda, the Kana Sreifa that he's talking about over there, I'm not sure there how efficient they were. The Mela Mustama took them some time till he actually killed the animals. But in the Magash though it's Mavur that even to kill an animal the Tzar Bal Chaim. He says, Kivan Lav Bas Shechita Hi Shechita Sinami Tzar Bal Chaim Deha Hariga Hi V'loi Shechita. Afal gav shein mitzdaira behema el sheikh pan. Kitzer. Okay, so Akapanim, the first point that I viewed is, yeah? The first point that I viewed is that mitzad tzar b'lechayim, it's not a problem. Alright? Tzar b'lechayim is not a problem because killing is not tzar b'lechayim. Then, that Tzar Bal Chaim is mutter. We discussed this before. Tzar Bal Chaim is mutter if it's a Tzarech Adam. Tzarech Adam, Tzar Bal Chaim is mutter. It means the Issev Hatter means after the Rosh. Kol Sheyesh Bar Shem before, Eimayim Shendarke Amayri. Come on, Shabbos. Zok Taisin Abay Zara, even though Tzar Bal Chaim is the Raisa, Im Yoyle is a Dov or mutter. Zok Nai Behuda. That Taisin of Aizar is mash betzim fakert, because there is talking about of oikun al malachim. When a melech died, the horse they rode on, they would maim that horse. Yeah. So, but Taisin mashma over there is dafka al kvoid melech, which is like kvoid rabin, but not that. If anyone, it's mutter. It's not going the Tzar Gadol over there. That's why the Eli Biyarim and Tzar Bal Chayim. So Akapanim, the Isabeth says Tzar Adam, Tzar Bal Chayim is mutter. And being then also from the different Trumas Adeshin, Adeshin says that you allowed to pluck feathers from live ducks. And it's not a problem, even though it's Tzar Bal Chaim. He says, yeah, he's asked the Shaila. Tremendation asked me. Tremendation wrote his own questions, Kidua. The question was, in Limra, are you allowed to pluck feathers, or is it a problem, Tzar Bal Chaim? And also, are you allowed to cut the tongue of certain birds, so they should speak. I know that helps. That's why parrots speak. They cut their tongues. I don't know. And or this one, are you allowed to cut the ears of dogs to make them pretty? Yeah, you want your poodle to look nice. The ears are a little bit too long for your taste, so you cut the ears of the poodle. See, people are crazy in those days too. It's not just today. Yeah. So he says, "Nir nadvarim, the emem shem tsar bal chayim, u oisel tsar chav utashmishav, loy nivru kol brias el shamish esa adam." Like we had before from the Rishayin and the Ran in Bar Metzia. And we say, "If I see them, right?" We say, "Umedayik." He said, "Only achina." So Melz looked at Reb Yehuda. Even Al Tzad is going to answer Menachem's problem. Even Al Tzad that there is tsar bal chayim in shooting the animal. But since Saif Kol Saif, it's for Tzarech Adam, so therefore we say that it's not a problem. And Ramosha.
Once there's Adi Surma, like Baltashka said.
What?
Once Adi Surma is a reason not to do it, once you still call it Tzarech Adam?
One second, but who said there's a problem about Tashkas?
What?
No, so the Nei Biyud is down about Tashkas also. And he says, the Chayyus about Tashkas. So he has interesting insight. He says, about Tashkas is only when Be'etzem, it could be used for a person. And then you're being Mashkas, so it can't be used. But the animals, the lions and tigers and whatever it is that they're hunting over there, the bears, I don't know what they had in this guy's forest. Yeah? So no one's getting any benefit from it.
Kosh animals ours.
What?
So hunting kosh animals would be.
Again, if they're wild animals, a deer, also, no, you know what I mean? No one's. They're not like, being used. They're a cloud. So maybe that's an idea. You say it's no problem about Tashkent. It's also a big concern about Tashkent. But Tashkent is not just stop destroying something. It's destroying something that someone else could use. The mail is about Tashkent. But no one could use it anyway. He says it's no about Tashkent. Now, Grad, one thing, we ask if it would be about Tashkas and you can't do it anyway, then it could be a problem with Tzabar Chaim and Echanami. If Luyitzur, there would be another problem. I think this is a case like that here somewhere. That there is Tzabar Chaim, where there's another reason you can't use it anyway, then talking about Tzabar Chaim also. Because you can't use it, then it's not Tzabar Chaim, that's Pasha. Ramesh is done. So maybe before that, maybe we'll go finish Nei Biyuda, that floor Nei Biyuda. Zok Nei Biyuda, that there's a problem with Sakana. Yeah, if you're the dear master, Isser Tzeda Mishum Sakana Vachzarius. A little down. Then Nei Biyuda.
Put yourself in Sakana.
Yeah, it says Nei Biyuda, if you're chasing wild animals in the forest, so then. L'chayr, it's a sakana, right? The pasuk says, "Neshmat malach shaseichem." He says, "Talk to me, Yehuda. Milon gadol v'umim baki b'tzeida yes meisa." Right? Eisa was the spitz hunter, and yet the pasuk says, "Ish yodei tzayin." Yeah. So even though Rashi says it means yodei tzayin, he knew how to betzad his father. He would ask him all sorts of interesting halacha shailas to make him think that he was from Ketzem Masim Esamelach V'chulu, right? But he says they pshuta lo yitzah emik yitz they pshuta and pshuta mishim emik is yudei yitzah. The Torah is made on Esav. He's a spitz hunter, yeah. And still, what did Esav say? Hine noichi haylech lamus. Hine noichi haylech lamus. And that also, even though again, what's the pshuta? I'm a hunter, and eventually, you know, as much as good as I am, the bear might beat me out one day. Yeah.
But he was hungry. He is starving right that second.
Wait, he didn't like llamas.
Yeah.
Llamas a little libachayra? No, I don't think that's a pasha pshat. Okay, that's your pshat. You learn this as a pasha pshat, and he's llamas, meaning because based on his occupation, he's going to be, you know. you don't live too long in that occupation. That's what he learns. So Meili says, so Meili, how are you allowed to do it? So he says, Bishlam, if the guy was an Ani, yeah. So then there's a special heter for Parnasa to put yourself in a certain amount of sakana. Hey, Rashi brings down on the pasuk of Elecha Noises Nafshai, by the mitzvah of B'yayim Etidin Scharai, right? B'yayim Etidin Scharai, what does it say? Well, I have to give him the pasuk here. Elecha Noises Nafshai. Rashi says that he climbs up on a high tree to take the fruits. He comes in a high building, a high place to build. Right, so you see, he's putting himself in danger. So Mela, you have to make sure at least pay him on time, right? So you see, they allow to put yourself in danger, to a certain extent. So Zogimbu, that's Nafka Parnasa, special head of Parnasa. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think Ramesh has a tshuva. Are you allowed to be a professional football player? Because also there's an element of Zakan over there. You get sacked, and there's a lot of stories that, right, people, football players. So Kamaish, I think, Al-Sis Rashi, he's not there. It's not like it's a Vade Sakana, right? There's an element of Sakana, but still, for Panasa, you want to put yourself into that element of Sakana. That's looks like the truth from Moshe about that. So, may I look like Yehuda, what? In this case, this guy, he was a filthy rich guy, obviously, right? He owned the forest, right? So, obviously, he wasn't poor. He was doing his time for sport. He's bored, you know. He has all the money in the world, so what does he do with himself? So he goes hunting. Look, Nabiuda, Amel de Bishayla Sakon. Al Sar Bel Chaim is not a problem. Al's Batashchis is not a problem. But he says there's two other problems. One problem is Sakana. And then, Shaz Nabiuda, the end of the Tshuva, he says, Lamitzinu Ish Sayyid, where do we find who are the hunters in the Torah? Esav. Nimrod, yeah, not exactly our heroes, yeah. So Meili says, "Ain't the dark even ever with Yaakov, right?" It's not a Yiddish fact, yeah. It's not a Jewish profession, yeah. Yeah, but, a doctor, a lawyer, you know, not a hunter. That's not a Yiddish profession. Who are the hunters? Nimrod and Esav. So Meili says, it's not exactly, it's, I guess he passes us, sir. Now, but not for Sar Bel Chaim, not because of Atashkes, only because you don't want to be like Nimrod. Oh. So Meili is done, are you allowed to kill creepy crawlies? Yeah? People like cockroach. They allowed to kill a cockroach. They allowed to kill a mouse, a rat. Yeah. Or you know, your mother's screaming top of her lungs when she sees that mouse. You know, just stand on the table, right? So you allowed to zemotes. He says, "Avad v'tzarcha." The Mishnah is mashma that he held that killing is a problem to Sar Chaim, right? Not like Nei Buda. Right? So Rabbi Yehuda said killing is not a problem of Chaim. Ramesh is handling over here, killing rodents and creepy crawlies is a problem of Sar Bel Chaim. So it's not like Rabbi Yehuda. It's interesting. He doesn't quote Rabbi Yehuda. It's not a problem of stopping because no problem of killing them. No, that's not Sar Bel Chaim. Based on where he learns up the Gemara by Pinchas Ben Yair. Right? But Ramesh says, again, Tzarech Adam... Tzarech Adam is not a problem. He says, all right, that the Torah hit Tir Shechita. Yeah? Yeah? Oh. Then he quotes the Ran in Bamazir, right? The Ran that we mentioned before. The Ran argues in Ramban and says that Prik is not only by Talmud Chacham, that they say Prik is Daicha, that say of Talmud Torah is Daicha, the Mitzvah of Prika. But Prika is even by Islam, the Torah is even by Islam Ezach Mechwaidai. So see, for cover of Adam, you'll have to be over on Sar Bel Chaim, even just for cover of Adam.
So Mela, he said, that's why in you'd be allowed to kill animals, no, all these rodents and stuff.
What's the gather of Tzarchada? Like, your mother not liking rodents is already...
Yeah. If she's scared or Stam, it's scusser, that's okay. But if he's there, Stam to walk and, you know, step on the ants, you know, that's not at the free mice. It's only if it's not some type of Tzarchada. But just that, because you're an achzor and you want to burn the ants, you know, that's zicha no heter. First of all, sar bal chaim, and second of all, fakeret. Like we saw the whole Ramban and the Rambam, that you're being moiled midas achzarius in yourself. Yeah, that the Ramban said that was, the Rambam says that, the Ramban says that was the whole mitzvah of Isis Benoyan and Yishloch Kain. You shouldn't train yourself in achzarius. Right, so if you do that to animals, yeah, you burn those ants, then that's mamish altsmidas. It's a problem. If you're a Moshe, then we problem to Abba Chaim also, because if it's not causing anyone distress, right? I'm saying, if the, you know, this ants all over the kitchen counter, and your mother's going is bugging about it, then fine. Of course, you're allowed to do it. But or it might get into the food, etc. Then for sure it's mutter. That's what I'm saying. It's tamazai to kill. To kill a cockroach when it's not bothering anybody. If he's there, for him, it should be a problem.
But if someone's like particular about these things,
no,
it's still called the zechadim. Yeah, it's outside. No. So it's like someone's scared of the bug that's around the head.
It's also mutter. As long as it's some sort, as long as it's bothering someone, it's mutter. That's the feeling I'm getting from Moshe. Now the Ayvitz, the Shilas Ayvitz, is not there for a different reason. He says, he wants it like this, that interesting Chiddush, very interesting Chiddush, that Tzar Bal Chayim does not apply to all animals. It only applies to Bal Chayim that are B'nai Melacha. Kinyon of the Kra, it says by Prika, by Chamar, yeah. But he said maybe even a dog and a cat is Bechlal. So you can't go around pulling cats' tails, you know. Shagam Hema b'nei Tarbas u'bali Malacha. I don't know exactly what Malacha the dog and the cat are doing for you.
They eat the rats.
Okay. Maybe. So Mela, he says, the little animals that they don't, you know, rodents and bugs, where they don't do anything for you, then he wants to say Chiddush, there's no problem of Tzar Bal Chayim. So v'gam yesh mehem mechshash mechshol, k'sasakana, Tzar Bal Adam, he throws it in also, but v'yichiz mechadish, that it's not a problem. He said, you know, the Rizal was Mitzavis Talmidim, not to kill even a louse. He says that means chasidus for pi aside, and v'dvarim begoy mishum gilgul nagaba. That has to do with gagulim and stuff. That he says that's not for us. Oh, just one last point. We started with saying about achzarius, yeah. That there's Trumas Deshen, that Trumas Deshen discusses the, you know, cutting off the ears, etc. He says, though, that there's pulling, plucking the feathers, the velt is machmir. Why? He wants to say, Hagufa, because of Achzarius. And he brings down a very, very shocking Gemara, story of Gemara and Bamsia. So that's a part of the story of Ben HaKadosh. Rabbeinu Kodesh had Yisurin, I think it was 13 years, if I remember correctly. The years and years. Why did the Gemara says that he got Yisurin because of a Maisa, and Yisurin stopped also because of a Maisa. So he says, what was the Maisa? Because he was a eagle, a calf that was being led to Shechita, and the eagle came over to Rebbe, yeah, and like kilo that Rebbe should protect it. They should be taken out to be shechted. So Rebbe said, Zil kach netzarta. Go, you're created to be shechted, to be eaten for humans. Go do your duty. So Gemara said, since he wasn't Merachim, he said, I guess he said it like in a zilzal way. Go, get out of here. Go do your thing. So Gemara says, he got Yisurim because of that. If I'm not mistaken, I think it was 13 years even. Gemara says, the Yisurim went away. What was that? One time, Amsa the Rebbe was cleaning the house, and there were some, like, I don't know, little rodents, karkushta. And she was like, sweep them out, you know. And Amalosh Shafkinu, leave them. Rachma kol ma'isav k'siv. And where it says, Yosef Baskin says that Hoyl Merachim, Nechem Aleh, and then so because of that, Rebbe stopped the Yisurim.
What kind of Yisurim did he have?
I don't remember. He had Yisurim. It was a serious Yisurim. A number of years. But Stam, that Gemara, the Yaivet says that you have to know, he says that whole story. This eagle, which was coming, his stomach was some Indians, Gilgal was also something, not just the stam, because Rebbe had the Nevachmanas, his stomach had to do also pick up all the gulim. All right.